How many of you have had this person where you know that you have assigned a responsibility to this person and it is taken care of, right? That is what is accountability. But as we all know that accountability in the workplace is a game changer, but are your team members really accountable? That's the question that we all need to ask ourselves as business owners.
Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We at Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services.
So in today's episode, we dive deep into accountability in the workplace and why it is a game changer and how you can harness its power. Whether you are a seasoned pro or just starting out, accountability is the key to success. So let's look at a few tips regarding owning responsibilities, effective communication, smart goals, and turning mistakes into stepping stones. So let's dive deep into the practical tips to create a collaborative and supportive work environment. Are you ready to boost your professional game? So let's dive in. The first tip to embrace accountability at work is check out if you yourself are owning responsibility for whatever you are doing, and are you assigning your team members to take responsibility and coaching them? Taking accountability begins with a conscious commitment to own your responsibilities. For this, clearly understand the role, the tasks, and the expectations. And always be proactive in seeking clarity, because that is where the stumbling block is. Most of us do not seek clarity and we assume things. So instead of assuming, take ownership of your responsibilities, thereby contributing to a positive work culture. For this, document your tasks point by point and see to it that you set realistic goals for each of these tasks and you prioritize effectively so that you meet your commitments. So the first tip is own your responsibilities. Moving on to the next tip, which is communicate effectively. Effective communication is the next step for accountability. As soon as you have documented your tasks, see to it that you are communicating the tasks as per the priority to yourself first, and then keep regularly updating your team and your superiors regarding your progress, challenges, and achievements. The whole point is that whenever you communicate regarding your challenges, which is preventing you from meeting your deadlines, as a team, you can collaborate. As a team, you can collaborate and brainstorm to finding solution. Be transparent in this communication, because this will lead to collaborative and collective problem solving. And always be open to receiving feedback, because communication is a two-way process. When you are expressing your thoughts, you will be receiving that feedback as well. So when you receive feedback, it has to be with an open mind so that it will help you to improve your performance. The third tip is that set SMART goals, because when you break down your larger tasks into smaller and manageable objectives with clear timelines, this will not only make it easier to track the progress, but it will also provide a roadmap to success. So keep looking at your goals, regularly assess where you are, what is the distance that you have traveled, and what is the distance that you need to travel so that you will be able to accomplish and celebrate your milestones to stay motivated and focused. The fourth tip is that learn from your mistakes. Nobody is perfect. Accountability involves acknowledging that we committed a mistake. So what is the next step that we need to do to learn from this mistake rather than doing the blame game? Things many a time do not go as planned, but that is where responsibility comes in, where you step in and you say that you will analyze the root causes and develop strategies to prevent this recurring issues. And you have to be resilient, because when you are using setbacks as opportunities, there will be a lot of resistance, not only from you, but also from the team members. So thereby cultivating a learning mindset not only benefits, but also contributes to a culture where mistakes are seen as stepping stones to improvement rather than as failures. So learn from mistakes is your fourth tip. And the fifth tip is that see to it that you support others, because accountability is not an individual effort, but it is a team activity. So actively collaborate with colleagues, offer assistance and not resistance when needed, and be proactive in seeking help when you face challenges. So this all contributes to a supportive environment where team members can rely upon each other. By contributing to the collective success of the team, you enhance accountability as an individual and also at group levels. Celebrate team achievements and recognize the efforts of your colleagues, reinforcing a sense of shared responsibility. So always remember that taking up accountability at work is a continuous process. It is not that I had taken up ownership yesterday and today I am done and I can sit and relax, because it requires commitment, effective communication, goal setting, learning, and collaboration. By following these tips, you will not only enhance your professional reputation, but you will also contribute to a positive and accountable workplace culture. So we hope that these insights on accountability will inspire a positive change in your professional journey. Remember, embracing accountability is not about just meeting expectations. It is about exceeding them and cultivating a culture of success. As you navigate the challenges of the workplace, carry the lessons of ownership, communication, and collaboration with you. Small shifts in accountability can lead to significant changes in your career. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and please share your thoughts with us on social media. Your feedback fuels our mission to bring you content that empowers and enriches your professional life. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful listener. And as usual, we are always waiting to hear from you. Thank you so much.